This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The southbound HOV lane on North Freeway near West Road is now reopened. It was shut down for hours this morning after a Metro bus hit and killed a pedestrian. According to a statement from Metro, preliminary information indicates the person was walking in the HOV lane when he was struck by the bus. The nine passengers aboard the bus were interviewed before being transferred to another, and the driver was able to exit the HOV lane safely before being transported to a hospital out of caution. The incident is still under investigation. Things are returning to normal at Bush and Hobby airports now that the government shutdown is over. News 88.7's Tom Perumian takes a look.
TSA checkpoints are getting back to full staffing, and so are air traffic managers in the control towers. At 6 a.m. this morning, the FAA discontinued flight reductions at 40 airports, which included Bush and Hobby. Airlines are now free to add the additional flights they need to get passengers to their destinations. Minor delays, meanwhile, have been reported at both Bush and Hobby airports, but no major backups at TSA checkpoints are taking place. Ticket counters are busy as usual. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
The Texans have a short week following a big win against the Tennessee Titans over the weekend. Despite not scoring a point in the first half, they outscored the Titans in the second and won 16-13. Their defense forced a key turnover late in the game. Jeff Balke with the Houston Press says that's something that will need to continue in order to beat Buffalo on Thursday.
The Texans forced turnovers like nobody else. They're a great pass rushing team, especially with, you know, their two biggest pass rushers. They're exceptional on the back end as well. Their secondary is very, very good.
Balke spoke with Houston Matters this morning. The Texans would not make the playoffs if the season ended today. However, they are what's called on the bubble, meaning they're one of the first teams on the outside looking into the postseason. It's 80 degrees right now on the UH campus. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR.